Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Next news, 6:30, breaking news when it happens. I'm Ann Robarts at the Bobby Mack Show on the Upstate Stock Station, 106.3 WORD.
The 11th day of the 11th month. Veterans Day.
Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, the Guard, Reserves, Merchant Marine.
Honoring all who serve. Home of the free because of the brave.
Aha! Uh-huh.
Bob McClain!
Oh, it's really dark outside, so that must mean the fourth and final hour of the Bobby Mack Show has arrived. Our Veterans Day edition. Remarkably similar to the preceding three. Yep, let's do that. Just grab the phone. Use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number, 71307. And my email address remains, as always, bob@1063word.com. Let me quickly make a valiant effort to catch up with the text line here. And if you have a veteran, family, friend, whatever, that you want to give a shout-out to, you can either give us a call or you can text it in. Bobby, thank you to my uncles Dick, Ron, and Jerry, all Purple Heart recipients. Bobby, there was an article today in Zero Hedge that said the same thing that a caller earlier, Todd, said, though it didn't mention Jim Jordan now being added to the Republican roster on the Intelligence Committee. It did say Pelosi was going to keep hands off and let Schiff commit political suicide. Gotcha. Bobby, the reason he's spending all this money on this mess is if the Dems get the White House, they won't have any money left to spend. Make hay while the sun shines. Well, they haven't had any money left to spend for a decade. Bobby, happy Veterans Day to all the vets, but especially to Henry Buddy Kunkel, 102 years old from Prosperity, South Carolina. Wow. He flew 28 missions in World War II, an amazing man. Gotcha. To the phones we go. Let's head to Greenville to lead off the bonus hour this evening. Don is along there. Hi, Don. Happy Veterans Day, and welcome to the program.
Thank you, sir. U.S. Army kudos.
Thank you. Appreciate that, sir.
I was wondering where Kamala Harris has her town hall today.
Kamala? Is she campaigning in Iowa? I can't keep track of them anymore.
Fox Business is showing a video on Facebook from Greenville.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I certainly am sure attracted a huge mob of supporters.
Yeah. I won't show it, but it... It was, you know, a big echo in the building, though.
Yeah.
It looked like an old high school auditorium.
Could be. I'll have to check that out. I was unaware she was here, but and Crazy – thank you, Don. Appreciate it. She and Crazy Commie Uncle Bernie and Biden and I guess they're the primary three. Oh, and Elizabeth Warren have been pretty much blanketing the state for our first in the South only Democrat presidential primary coming up this year. Bobby, let's call that Tasmanian devil Trey Gowdy to come back, wind him up and let him loose. Trey Gowdy, as we mentioned a while back, is going to be assisting the White House in their legal efforts as this show trial goes on. Bobby, I want to give a shout out to Butch. He works with us at the Performance Center. He's an old school vet and a diehard Donald Trump supporter. Happy to do that. Bobby, please explain to me, is America a democracy or a republic? America is a constitutional republic that is run on democratic principles, that is, principles of democracy. That is, we're the ones that put people in charge, and they should be responsible to us, not the way it is right now. Bobby, a special shout-out to all the animals who have served in war, especially the horses, mules, dogs, and even homing pigeons. They serve too. Dan from the International Cavalry Association. Yeah, there was a famous homing pigeon. God, I'm trying to remember its name. But in any event, the homing pigeon saved the so-called Lost Battalion in World War I. They'd been sent to take a particular area, and friendly fire was coming in on top of them. And the Germans had them surrounded. They were in big trouble. And they put a message on the leg of the pigeon and sent it back to the arty guys, to the artillery guys in the rear, and tell them, hey, you know, you're dropping your lead on top of us. And the pigeon, when it was seen by the Germans flying away, they shot at it and wounded it. And the pigeon still completed its flight and got the message through. Bobby, just wanted to give a big thank you to my wife's dad. He was at Hickam Field, Pearl Harbor, on December 7th, 1941. And my dad, who fought in the Battle of New Guinea, they're in heaven now, but I'll never forget what they did. Thanks, Bob, for the chance to honor them and all who have served and will serve. And I believe... Oh, no, wait a second. Father Robert Falabella at St. Mary Magdalene, he was a chaplain, carried a rifle, and wasn't afraid to use it while on patrol. Gotcha. Bobby, if the deep state had gone after Kohlhepp like they do Lewis, Kohlhepp would be dead. Now, we can't have murder convictions that result in the death penalty anymore. You notice how few death penalty trials we have? Yeah, a death penalty trial costs something like $2 million to put on anymore. Limerick alert from Alan R. in Spartanburg. Where's our limerick alert? Alert tone! Bobby, limerick alert, Veterans Day 1998 tribute to President Bill Clinton. Oh, okay, this is from the archives, right? The veterans all stood at attention, each thinking what no one could mention. Our commander-in-chief cannot share our grief, but he'll certainly get a healthier pension. Yeah, thank you. Appreciate that. Bobby, my grandpa Richard Sherwood flew planes in World War II for the wounded. Bob, my dad, Hayward Batson, World War II vet, Purple Heart recipient. He is 99 years old. Attaboy. Bobby, please give a hat tip to my husband, Louis Van Marm, Navy, Southeast Asia. Thank you from Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. My pleasure. Bobby, shout out to my son who just completed basic at Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri, and now at Goodfellow Air Force Base for AIT, our newest veteran. Bobby, I would rather read Murphy's book than I would read Nikki Haley's book. Probably, better read, I'm guessing. Take a quick break here. When we come right back on the other side, interesting op-ed piece today about all this garbage that's getting ready to go in Washington with the show trial the Kangaroo Court, the Star Chamber, being conducted by Adam Schiff for Brains. We'll share this with you when we come right back here on the Bobby Mack Show on Veterans Day.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now, you want to talk about a great musician. I want to talk about a brilliant guy. The former leader of the Marine Corps band at 8th and I there in Washington, and then left the Corps and started his own band. Talking, of course, about John Philip Sousa. This is The Thunderer, one of his best-known works. My baby doll Brenda and I got the movie that was made about his life. And, it's all Hollywooded up and everything. But I couldn't resist getting the movie because it has all of the great John Philip Sousa songs in there. Greatest martial music of all time. John Philip Sousa, Stars and Stripes Forever, and a bunch of others. Welcome back, 622 here on the Bobby Mack Show. In on the text line, 71307. Bob, new book from the Associated Press, Catching Nikki. Okay, thank you. That's good to know. Bobby, like to remember Elmer Lyons stormed Iwo Jima, did not come back. Bobby mentioned Father Falabella. He was all of 4 feet, 10 inches tall. Well, he was a great thing in a small package. Bobby, I resigned my chaplaincy and went into the infantry. Bobby, you mentioned the pigeon from World War I. The pigeon's name was Mon Cher. Yep, correct. Thank you for reminding me. Just had gone completely out of my head. And I believe I am now. Oh, sorry. I got a couple more that just quickly popped in here. Let me get to those. Bobby, my uncle Steve Martin flew Apache helicopters in Vietnam. Bobby, want to give a shout out to my wife's grandma. My wife's grandfather, who was at Pearl Harbor when it was attacked December 7th. I didn't get to know him well because I came into the family just before he became sick and passed, but I knew enough to know that he was a great man. Anything more? Bobby, thanks for mentioning the Merchant Marine. My dad served in World War II. That was a dangerous job at that time. Bob, like to celebrate retired Major Chet Smith, DFC recipient, that's the Distinguished Flying Cross, along with 13 air medals. Wow. Tremendous career, beginning with old shaky C-17s, ending with the KC and EC-135s, served 6 years on the Looking Glass plane, if you know what that one is, ICBM launch officer, over 100 Minuteman missiles, AC-130 gunship TV operator, and Foreign Technology Division in between. Wow. I would agree. That is quite a career. I mentioned this piece today that just came out this afternoon from Tom Del Beccaro, opinion piece at Fox, who writes, the D.C. Democrats' public impeachment inquiry hearings are set to begin. They start on Wednesday, I believe it is. No one can seriously say that the lopsided procedure they have decreed is remotely fair, let alone a model of due process. As it unfolds, the Republicans need to be ready to counterattack. History shows that as the Nixon impeachment process got underway, there was obvious bipartisanship when Republican Howard Baker asked, what did the president know and when did he know it? Nixon, of course, was a Republican as well. America knew that the truth was being sought. The Washington Democrats running this impeachment process have no such intentions. They've dictated a lopsided set of rules that require Republicans to ask permission to have a witness brought before the hearings. When Republicans requested that the person who lodged the now infamous whistleblower complaint to be called as a witness, the ethically challenged, prevaricating politician who broke the law by helping the whistleblower before he filed his complaint, you would know him as Adam Schiff, denied their request. Schiff denied it because he said it was redundant and unnecessary. Actually, Mr. Schiff, it is the people who come after the whistleblower who are redundant. The first cannot be redundant. In any case, it's clear that the Democrats at this stage are intent on running not a show trial, but a show pre-trial in the run-up to their partisan impeachment vote. Here are four things to watch for during these public hearings and what Republicans must do in response. Number one, expect the Democrats to start with their best witnesses. They need to get media attention to keep this going. Number two, opinions will be masqueraded as facts. Few, if any, of the witnesses have firsthand information. Nevertheless, they will be called and they will give their opinion on what the president said or did. No court in the land would allow that, but this is a made-for-TV event, so you're going to see a lot of it. Third, policy differences will be on full display. It'll be quite clear that the State Department and other government officials had policy differences with this president. Diplomats never want to upset the apple cart. They want to massage everything. Presidents sometimes want to be bold, as in Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall. Everyone should know by now that diplomats took that line out of Reagan's speech. It was put back in at Reagan's insistence, and it changed the world. Fourth, expect Republican efforts to be cut short. The rules are stacked against the Republicans already. Expect the Democrats who are running the show to try and circumvent Republicans at every possible turn. So what should the Republicans do in the face of this show pretrial? They should do the following. Number one, they should prepare graphics for each Democrat witness, a dossier, if you will, demonstrating A, their bias, B, their policy differences with the president, and C, any action they took in contravention of the whistleblower law or stated U.S. policy, and D, any false statements or unlawful conduct by them. Second, at the end of each hearing, Republicans hold a truth roundup summarizing how the Democrats rigged the day's proceedings, exposing any witnesses in accordance with number one, and then finally previewing the next day's charade, and then put together videos for national dissemination of all of the above. There is a good case to be made that the Democrats will never actually take an impeachment vote. As Tom Brokaw said, they don't have the goods on this president, not like they did on Nixon. The Democrats know that, too, and so they've engaged in an unprecedented, massive, taxpayer-funded opposition research smear in resistance to the last election results. Whether you like President Trump or not, Democrats' current tactics cannot become the new normal for our presidential politics. In order to stop that from happening, Republicans must be prepared to defend our republic in unprecedented fashion. That's an opinion piece today, and I think it makes a lot of sense, from Tom Del Beccaro, who has been a guest on this show in the past. He is a former chairman of the California GOP. 6:29 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side. And still to come, today's edition of Boneheads on the News.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
No, I have not reached my John Philip Sousa saturation point for the day. This one will get me close there. Stars and Stripes forever. Happy Veterans Day. Thank you to all our vets and all our LEOs. You know, many of our LEOs are vets as well. In on the text line 71307. Bobby, thank you for the service of my great-grandfather, Arthur Wicks, who served in World War I and World War II. Yeah, they were numerous guys that fell into that category. Also, my great-uncle Bill Wicks, WW2. They both received Purple Hearts. Thanks to all our veterans. Mr. Mack, back in the day, our government was full of vets. At least at the end of the day, the country was the first concern. Thank you, vets. Yeah, now, I think the last percentage that I saw was under 30%. Bobby, I'd like to remember and honor my dad, Adjutant Eugene Landreth, World War II veteran, retired CPO, Chief Petty Officer, served in both the North Atlantic and Pacific theaters. He is truly missed. Bobby, Dr. Brandon Snook became a trauma surgeon, saved many soldiers, flying them back from Afghanistan to Germany, then created a trauma center in Las Vegas, ended up saving many lives from the country music concert shooting, now headed to Africa as a medical missionary. Wow. Dr. Brandon Snook. Quite a guy. Bobby, I'd like to honor my dad, Major Glenn Burkhart, retired, loved serving his country for over 30 years in the Army, National Guard, and Reserves. In World War II, he served in various locations in Europe and was very proud to be known as a Pearl Harbor D-Day survivor and recipient of the Purple Heart. He passed September 22nd, 2011, at the age of 92. God rest his soul. To the phones we go. Gwen is next up. Gwen is in Inman. Hi, Gwen, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hi, Bobby. How are you today?
So far, so good.
A funny story about my dad, kind of an unusual story. He lived in Springfield, Massachusetts, and he worked for the Springfield Armory when he got out of school at 18. When World War II broke out, he went down to the recruiter to sign up, and the recruiter said, "You're not going anywhere." Because obviously he worked for the armory.
Right.
And so you couldn't just quit the Springfield Armory at the time, he told me. You have to be signed off by the base commander.
Uh-huh.
And he continued to pester him to no end. And he finally, 6 months later, he finally got in the service. He was sent to Fort Leonard Wood in Missouri, and he became a training sergeant. He wanted to go fight the Japanese, but he never got that far.
Wow. That's a fascinating career. You know, but it's kind of like, I remember years ago, George Gobel was on the Tonight Show with Johnny Carson. It may have been a Veterans Day show. And Johnny asked him if he was a veteran. He said, yeah, he was in the Army Air Force, and he was a flight instructor. And Johnny asked him where he served, and he said, Omaha. And Johnny said, oh, so you never got overseas. And without missing a beat, Gobel came right back and said, yeah, but the Japanese never got as far as Omaha. So,
well, his expertise with the M1 rifle led him to the point where he became a training sergeant.
Wow.
That was the problem. Yeah. He didn't like that, but I guess he went with the flow, as you have to in the service.
Sure. I wonder if he actually ended up using a rifle that he may have made.
Ironically enough, he made Springfield Army rifles, but he was trained with a Winchester.
Oh, boy, if that doesn't sound like the service all over, I don't know what does.
It does, doesn't it?
Thank you, Glenn. That's a great story. I appreciate it. Good to have you here today. 6:42, I may have to split up. Boneheads here, Bunny Penny. Well, no, that's all right. We'll just go a little long into the last break. All right, here we go. Ready for the Veterans Day edition of
Boneheads in the News.
And we begin with Thanksgiving right around the corner with a group of people who are being harassed by a flock of fowl. About 50 turkeys harassing the residents of an over 55 community in New Jersey. And they're not thrilled with the whole deal.
The turkeys are taking over. It's like an infestation.
I can't get out of my door. Sometimes I can't get out of my car.
Shoo them away. They won't do anything. They just like look at you to say, yeah, like they don't care.
People think it's a laughing matter. It's a serious matter. When I can't get out of my house to get in the car because they won't go away and you can't get them to go away and they go to bite you, yes, it's a problem. They've broken windows in people's houses when they fight. It's something to be taken seriously.
Yeah, sounds like we're going to have to get a turkey extra. I wonder if these turkeys can read a calendar. Yeah, we're getting close here. Guy in Missouri smashed out the window of a sex toy store. He had a unique motive here. He wanted to save the mannequins.
Suspicious to me in the way that he was acting, running around in front of the boutique, yelling and screaming and banging on the windows. He said that the mannequins were telling him that they needed to be let out or something. And then I had him down on the ground, and all he was doing was just trying to kind of mule kick me in the back. It's somebody's business. I mean, you know, I'm not the type of person to stand idly by and watch something happen.
I would say this guy probably needs some professional help. You know what I mean? A guy in Michigan minding his own business, playing video games, watching TV last Wednesday when an intruder burst into his apartment. A bad idea, because the apartment owner is into Viking weaponry, makes videos of battles that he posts online. Very clear. When he talked about what he does, it isn't technically LARPing, which is live-action role-playing, but the intruder discovered that the occupant of the apartment just happened to have a battle axe handy.
Well, number one, it's not LARPing. A lot of people are like, oh, is it LARPing? And it's like, no. This Band-Aid was actually from filming last night for our newest episode. I've got a double-headed carbon steel battle axe that was homemade by a gentleman who has since passed. That's what I call my baby. Door open, grab the axe, step, hit. There's a bloody mess everywhere.
Ouch. I doubt seriously that the intruder got away with anything. Well, other than, of course, his life. He was probably lucky to do, all things considered. Cops picked him up. Easy to find from the trail of blood down the sidewalk. Meantime, in a Popeye store, woman caused a scene. Employee got enraged, so much so that he carried her outside and body slammed her. Here's the audio from the clip of the actual body slam.
Oh.
There was a profanity-filled fight inside the store. The woman wanted a refund, and the guy refused to give her one and then took her outside. By the way, did I mention he is no longer employed at Popeye's? Apparently, a free body slam is not part of their customer service. There you go. That's today's edition of
Boneheads in the News.
14 before 7 here on the Bobby Mac Show. We'll be right back to wrap things up next here on WORD.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I think you may recognize this melody. Always played at Donald Trump's rallies. President Trump loves to use this. God bless the USA. 6:50 now, 10 before 7 o'clock here on the Bobby Mac Show. About the turkeys, the 50 flock strong turkeys attacking the seniors up there. Bobby, get Wes Nessman to shoot the turkeys. I think these turkeys just need a helicopter ride. The question I had in my mind is, are the turkeys launching a preemptive strike? Bobby, I'd like to honor my good friend John Flash Jacks. Passed away 2 weeks ago today. Vietnam vet and all-around great man. Love and miss you. Donna from Spartanburg. Thank you, Donna. Happy to do that. Bobby, sorry, that one's from my eyes only. Gotcha. Have I missed anything else here? I think I'm actually caught up. Let me take one more quickly. Yep, I am caught up. Good deal. Oh, by the way, the Democrats don't have quite enough guys in the field now, as you probably noticed, since Beto O'Dork has dropped out. And now Doomberg, or Little Mikey, as the president likes to call him, is thinking about getting in. We can add another name to the roster, maybe.
Deval Patrick, the former two-term governor of Massachusetts, is considering getting into the race. That's according to those who know about his decision process. He now joins former New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg in the exploration of a possible late entry. This decision for Patrick could mark a reversal. He decided late in 2018 not to run, saying he feared people close to him would be hurt by the cruelty of the process. Oh. Now he faces a decision and a significant deadline if he gets in. The last day to register for the first in the nation New Hampshire primary is Friday. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
Thank you, Gernal. So, yet another delusional contender thinking about getting it. Speaking of delusional, well, I'm telling you, I mean, the lunacy of the left just never ends. Four psychiatrists and several medical professionals in various fields say they are volunteering to advise Democrats that President Trump is not qualified to be president, announced by Bandy Lee, who is a wacko psychiatrist from Yale. They're going to contend that the president has mental instability, you see, and therefore he should not have war powers or access to nuclear weapons. Yeah, good luck with that, guys. I wish you all the best there. Truly incredible. Well, we have reached the end of our busy broadcast day. Thanks to all those who sent messages honoring and saluting our vets, families, and friends. And tomorrow, back to business as usual, and we'll keep track with Adam Bullschiff and his Star Chamber trial. And since it is Veterans Day, why don't we wrap it up the way we traditionally do, and that is with a great song from the great Ray Charles. Here is America the Beautiful. See you tomorrow. God bless.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.